Blog Talk Radio. I've had these fantasies since I was 17. Wanted to see your face in every dream. Feeling to feel your presence in everything. My love for you is as deep as the seven seas. There's something about your beauty that can turn refugees into devotees. Heaven's grace in your face I thought I would never see. When my mind was enslaved, you set it free. When my heart was enraged, you fed it peace. And let it be. You are everything I'll ever need. I know that all things happen in divine timing. And as the kundalini in my spine rises, on the horizon of my heart I feel divine rising. Divine rising. Divine rising.
Brothers and sisters of the celestial energy, the wisdom. We'll have a short discussion on the sixth sign. You know, all this all of this COVID-19 vaccines, stimulus checks, now they're talking about a fourth and a fifth stimulus check. All the movies that they're trying to push out and trying to push out this global wide agenda of everybody got to be vaccinated. We have to understand that the beings, these reptilians, Chitauri, Draconians, Archons, you know, Nakals, tall whites. All these non-indigenous beings have a underlying agenda for the actions that they take. Many of us don't know about the Aztec calendar. Aztec calendar, which leads up to May 26, 2021, according to the Aztec calendar. Last time we heard was the Mayan calendar. Mayan calendar talked about the fifth sun. But now the Aztec calendar is talking about the sixth sun, May 26, 2021. And it goes into effect after the lunar eclipse of 2021. The lunar eclipse is supposed to be in the southern skies, supposed to be seen in the area of Australia. I don't know if we're going to see it. I know that we had a full, what they call a full whoop moon last night. I meditated under that boy for a minute. Got my swords out, did some rudiments with my swords. And I could see how these beings were using their cloud machines and the air machines that they had, because they were pushing the clouds to cover up this moon, because this wolf moon was a powerful full moon energy that happened last night. So right now what we're looking at is the sixth sun. Sixth sun represents a global awakening among the original people. Alright? And this is why the original people were their target. If you understand, when they first started this vaccine COVID thing, you know, they were targeting the original people. And they needed to put us in fear because they feared us going back into our written DNA within us to say that something is getting ready to take place and I have to get ready for this awakening. The Aztecs were our people, all right? Very brilliant in astrology, and they wrote everything according to astrological signs. The sixth sun represents the promises of a new earth, and also represents global consciousness. Now what we're looking at is, this is when Venus is in transit of our sun. And we're going to talk about that a little later, go into deeper discussion. We're going into about Venus being in transit. Venus is under Gemini at this present point. All right? The planets and the astrological signs all play a definite role in our ascension, and you're talking about extremely high frequencies. Okay? The information I received is from the guy. He did say that there is a possibility, which I choose, so I also believe that the frequencies are going to change here on the planet, and these non-indigenous beings who are here on our planet will be revealed. Right? Also, we're looking at a possibility of this system being at the very beginning of its end. And you have to remember that there's not one eclipse that happened, then another eclipse doesn't have to happen, because we're talking about tonight, a lunar eclipse. So the moon is going to be eclipsed, all right, by some powerful planetary bodies. All right, don't know which planetary body the moon is going to be eclipsed by, but we're looking at June 10th, which is going to be a major solar eclipse. Excuse me there. June 10th is what we're looking at, a major solar eclipse. So these two eclipses represent the beginning and the end of an era. All right, we're already watching their system fall right now. We're already watching so many things happen. I'm walking around the grocery store, it's so freaking empty and quiet in there, it's crazy. Very few of our people actually communicate with each other. And this, like we talked about before, we're coming into the time of judgment. So yes, the sixth sign is happening during Gemini, during the Venus transit. We're going to go into that Venus transit. I'm going to go deeper into that because this is important for us to understand the astrology. So many tribes here on our planet, on our land here, Atlantis, were deep into astrology. We weren't only into space travel. We were deep into the knowledge of the sun, and this is something that we have lost over a certain amount of time, which is the knowledge of the sun. What we have to understand is that our sun is always changing its frequencies. Our sun is constantly changing its frequencies. This is why mankind, these Draconians, Archons, Chitaris, you know, all of them that we've named, they cannot understand us or our sun. This is why they try to control us, because they know that they can't control our frequencies, because at any given time, we can change the tone of our frequencies, and they won't know how to be a part of that, or they won't know how to control it. So you got to understand there's a difference between control and power. You know, like the guy said on this video, why she says, he says, you may think they have power, but they're only controlling this thing that they're doing with the vaccines and the money and all this stuff. They're only controlling this thing, but the original people, we're the ones who actually have the power to shut it down, and it's all through a global consciousness, okay? This is the ether sun. We talk about the sixth sun, the ether sun, and it's a very powerful sun. We were talking about that. We talked about the great awakening of our sun. We talked about the judgment. All this stuff falls into place. All right, like we said before, we have our atmospheric sun, then we have our universal sun, but then there are other suns around us that other tribes have written about that's happening now, but these beings have that information suppressed because they don't want us to know about the other suns that circle around our planet. Okay? So yes, we're talking about the beginning of the end of the Draconian, Reptilian, Tatari, Archons, all these beings. We're talking about the beginning of the end of their era. And yes, the frequencies from the time of tonight, which is May 26, 2021. All right. The frequencies, everybody know these frequencies are going to be even higher after tonight. But when we come after June 10th, the solar eclipse, the frequencies are going to be exceedingly high. All right? Which is the reason why they're trying their best to target as many people as they can to stop this global awakening. Especially with the original people. Okay? So we have to understand that we're talking about some major events that's going to be taking place. So we're looking at May 26th, 27th, 28th, 29th, 30th, 31. Then you have June 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th. So within a 15-day period from May 26th of this year, 2021, according to the Aztec calendar, to June 10th, which is a 15-day period, we're talking about some frequencies at some extremely high levels, and then after the solar eclipse, which mankind cannot stop this, they know they can't stop this. So after the solar eclipse happens, then therefore the frequencies will be even higher. This is why they say our sun has awakening. They say the sun has awakened, not awakening, but they say the sun has awakened, and they're talking about the universal sun has awakened. If the Aztec was not talking about the atmospheric sun, they were talking about the universal sun. So, you know, we have so many different, you know, we have the Hopis, we have the Aztecs, we have the Mayans, we have the Apaches, we have the, there's the Oklahoma tribe prophecies, you have the Cherokees, which is the Ottawa tribe prophecies, you have the Blackfoot prophecies. All of us were dealing with different levels of suns and moons on the planet, and we were extremely knowledgeable on the level of astrology, on the level of astronomy. Extremely knowledgeable, extremely high levels of cosmic intelligence. And now we must return to this type of system that we linked into. But the Aztec calendar, which mankind does not want to mention or talk about, is the reason why all this mess is going on with COVID and vaccines and the presidential elections and, you know, all these things that's going on, and the 5G frequencies that they have emitted in the atmosphere. So all our people who have this low-level type of mentality, and they haven't awakened within themselves, the 5G system is feeding them, and they're doing things that the artificial intelligence system wants them to do. And this is what the sixth sun is all about, the global awakening of the original people, which means that we have to show them the true power. If you remember the movie Ants, you had very few grasshoppers who thought that they made the ants think that they had control. And what did they say? They said, we can't let them know that they are more than us, because if we let them know, then they will overpower us. And this is what we have to realize, my people. We outnumber them. Seriously, we outnumber all of them, like 100 to 1. Literally, that's the ratio, like 100 to 1. Like the guy said on the show, he said, you got one sheepdog, you got 100 sheep. And that sheepdog looks like he has control. But he says, once if the sheep were to just turn around and run towards the dog with no fear, because that dog has that control fear over that 100 sheep, that 100 sheep will trample over the dog and kill the dog, because they don't realize that they have the power. And this is when we're coming into the sixth sun, my people, for you to understand, understand that you have the power. You have the power. You have the control. It's just that you have to awaken yourself. You've got to be the one to change your frequencies and your vibrations through your thought patterns, through everything else. You cannot allow mankind, and I say this all the time, you cannot allow mankind to choose your level of fate. It's not his position to say this happens or that happens. It's not his position to do that. It is your position to take charge of your own soul, your spirit, your life, your surroundings, your family, your friends, even those that you don't know around you. Like I told a brother and sister earlier, I said, you know, I can be among the thuggish of the thuggish of the thugs. I can be around motherfuckers with straight up gun-toting, cutthroat, no good motherfuckers. I mean, they'll flip on you in a second. But because I am linked directly into nature, they have no other choice but to respect me. And therefore, if they hang with me long enough, they will want to be who I am. Because they will recognize the power. And this is what the sixth sign is all about. Raising the frequencies and the vibrations of the original people, taking us to a whole nother level of power and energy. This is what judgment is all about. We talked about that. You know, we talked about judgment. How judgment is most so about the people, the original people who don't want to awaken, and the energy from the sun awakening them by force. Because we all are supposed to be rising. Not supposed to be some of us here, some of us there. We all are supposed to be here, rising. So this is where we're at now. We're at the point of the sixth sun, which the sixth sun goes in effect after the eclipse tonight. Okay? We're going to go into the moon phase because it happens simultaneously. You have a sixth sun, but you also have a sixth moon. Right? Where you have a lunar eclipse to activate the sixth sun, and then you have a solar eclipse to activate the sixth moon. The sun and the moon works together as one body. Anybody out there telling you that the moon is a holographic image or whatever, they lie. I want you to go out there in front of that moon, and I want you to take your hands and link them directly to the moon, and you're going to feel that pulsating energy. And I can tell you right there, every one of these motherfuckers, brothers and sisters who are out there spreading this stupid-ass lie, I'm not saying no names. I know all of them. You be the judge of their words. Because the moon is not a holographic image. Everything out there is real. Coming into a sixth sun and a sixth moon. And we're coming into some true power, my people. This is why we're going to be getting into, I've already got the script made up for the building of the portals. I'm going to be very soon doing a message on how to build these portals using wood. All right? We're talking about an awakening energy that's designed to take us into a new level of power and a new level of mindset. As our sun and our moon and all the planets around us grow, we're supposed to grow. It's kind of strange that Venus is under the transit of the sun. It's in transit of the sun while I was in Gemini, in the Gemini astrological energy. And Venus is in retrograde. You see what's going on, my people? We've got to dive deep into our souls to change ourselves. Okay? Revealing of the artificial beings through entire planetary frequency.
69 kilometers east southeast of Joe Bunn.
Is
light magnitude 4.5
important
29 minutes ago.
Because you will see who they truly are. All these earthquakes that's happening right now is not happening haphazardly. This is because higher frequencies are coming to the planet. We talked about that before. We got cosmic intelligence coming into the planet, and mankind can't stop that. He might be able to stop the way you think and stop the way you act. He may be able to place a barrier so that you will not be able to comprehend certain things, but the barrier is being broken, and you must link into those higher frequencies and higher vibrations, but you don't keep them for yourself. You pass them on to other brothers and sisters. That's the key point. In order for you to grow, you must share. That's the only way that you're going to grow. And if you gain knowledge from a brother or sister, give credit where credit is due. Don't take this knowledge for yourself. Because when I get through posting the posting of this message, I'm also going to put in the link and the bottom and the information part of this video of where I got the information from. Give credit where credit is due. You don't take something for yourself and act like you learned it for yourself when you don't have knowledge at all. You're learning from a master, but the master learns from everyone else also. And that's how it runs. So we're looking at some very powerful energies, frequencies, and vibrations that will be entering the planet. And we must prepare ourselves to move into a higher dimensional realms within ourselves and within the planet. The sixth sun represents 666, six protons, six neutrons, six electrons, which is representation of the original people. All right? This is an ether sun. Alright, this is not just an ordinary sun, which means that our sun, when he awakened himself, he's at a point of evolution, which means that he won't go back to sleep because he's going to continue to evolve into a higher functioning celestial being or celestial body, which means that it's going to be sending some crazy energies to all the planets. The only reason why these orc beings, Archons, Sitaris, you know, whoever they be, focus on the planets because they're here. And they know that these frequencies and these vibrations will reveal their true selves. And if you look at them every day, you start to notice something different about them each time you look at them. No matter how much they try to control the climate of the planet, they cannot control the frequencies and vibrations. The climate has nothing to do with the frequencies and vibrations. This just means they use some artificial type of energies and some artificial clouds and artificial frequencies on a low level to try to control the energy, because when you begin to get into evolution, you begin to get into heat, right? In order for a metal to be molded into something different, it takes a lot of heat, and then that metal become molten liquid, and then you take that molten liquid and you then pour it into another vessel where you give that metal a new shape. And this is what's happening here, because we are fully metallic beings. We're crystals, metals, minerals. Mostly we're equal in part, but we're fully metallic beings, as we are as the original people. In the same way with crystals, if you need to change the shape and image of a crystal, you heat that crystal up and it becomes molten, a molten crystallized substance, and then you pour it in another vessel and change the shape of that crystal. Same thing with the minerals. Alright? So what we're dealing with here is our sun awakening and sending extremely high frequencies and vibrations to the planet, which equates to heat, judgment, change, all right, evolution. And this is where we're at now. This is why they have gone through so many measures of this fake virus, fake vaccine, all this stuff here that they've taken place to try to stop massive awakening of the people, because they know about the sixth sun, which is under the Aztec. The Aztec deals with Venus. The Mayans deal with Saturn. So each of the major tribes dealt with a different planet. And there are countless planets, which is countless tribes. We all dealt with different planets. But like I said, the Mayans dealt with Saturn. The Aztec dealt with Venus. So Venus is in the transit of the sun under the rule of Gemini. Now Venus right now is also in retrograde.
Taiwan region, class, light,
for like
4.6,
the remainder is going to, it's in retrograde all the way to the, around the middle of June. That's how long Venus is going to be in retrograde. So we're looking at some powerful energies, my people. I just want to share that with you. We're looking at the sixth sun under the Aztec calendar, beginning May 26th, which is today, and everything goes into effect, full effect, after the lunar eclipse, which is tonight, which is supposed to be in the southern skies, which should be Australia area, all right? And then the sixth moon energy goes into effect after June 10th, after the solar eclipse. And this is when the frequencies and the vibrations are going to get even higher. Okay? So, the moon also is under the power of Venus, which is in the transit of the sun, which is in Gemini. So, everything is happening under the Gemini astrological sign, or the astrological energy. All right? So, I pass this message on to you guys. Hope you be able to understand, overstand, understand all of this. A lot of information to share. We're going to get into the Venus, the information on the Venus transit, so that we can have a greater understanding of what's going on. The sixth sun gives the promises of a new earth and higher global consciousness. We're talking about a new heaven, a new earth, a new everything. All right, guys. Pass this message on to you. And as usual, all power to the multi-chakra celestial angelic beings. May chaos reign with you forever and ever. In order for you to evolve, there must be chaos. Must be chaos here, 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 and all around you. All right? Much power to you all.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
All right. Greetings, everybody. Thank you guys for tuning in to another broadcast of the Motivational Classroom. I am your host, Haru, and as you guys always know, I'm joined with the Ear family. We got Eternal and Auntie LJ in the building. And today, guys, is going to be a great show. So, you know, put on your thinking caps, get a pen and paper if need be, and a journal, you guys, because we're going deep today, and we're going to be talking about a few different things, okay? So first, guys, we're going to kind of first, I want to kind of touch on the sixth sun. You know what I'm saying? The sixth sun and also the 361 and also what is going on in our now. Y'all heard them. Even nature seems to know. If you want some shit done, get it done under Gemini. no ego in that. You know what I'm saying? Nature even feels that and sees that. I mean, a lot of shit is being done under this Gemini energy. You know what I'm saying? Because I know I am a firm believer, even in this human vessel, you know what I'm saying, that it's a lot of shit that comes through me that needs to get done. And, you know, I would say that it's effective. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, guys, could also the slavery story be told in reverse? You know what I'm saying? So everything in which we were taught, you know, could it be a total opposite to what we think we know? All right? And then the sixth sun, you know, this is my first time really truly hearing about the sixth sun. You know, what is the sixth sun truly? What does all this truly mean? You know what I mean? And also, if you have been paying attention, Brother Eternal has started to, being that we had gotten the 360 down and understanding that Auntie LJ was very good at projecting what the 360 means, why it is important. You know, she pushed that, and I feel that we have accomplished that in understanding the 360. Now, we graduate into what is the 361, all right? So I'm going to let Auntie LJ and Eternal kind of touch base on what the 361 may mean and what it may mean for you. So first, guys, before I bring everybody in, I want to read. You guys know we love Brother Wisdom here at Enhancing Awareness Radio. That was Brother Wisdom in which I started with. This is very long, you guys. So I'm going to read it. I'm going to put it in the group chat just so you guys can have it for the ear team. But, and also to you guys that's listening, Joanne, and I'm going to put it in on the, if you go to the show notes, guys, and scroll all the way down, you should see where you can join our Facebook group. Make sure that you guys are always in our Facebook group because while we're doing the live show, I post, like, articles and helpful things to help you. I post it in the group. And you can always go under the announcement section and get these, you know. So I'm going to post his quote on slavery in reverse to you guys. Okay, I don't have any Facebook windows open. All right, guys, let me go ahead and read this before I do that. All right, so, okay, here we go. The tens of millions of Black Americans hold on, guys. While I read this, I'm sorry. I want the ear family to know what I have here before I read this. So I hope you guys are having a great Saturday. It's a lot of energy, a lot of frequency shift, a lot of change. A lot of you guys are thinking you're going crazy. You know what I'm saying? You know, y'all going back shit crazy. You're not going crazy, guys. It's a lot of things that are going on in the unseen. A lot of people feel that they are having ascension symptoms. People are getting sick. Oh, wow. Yeah. See, I just read what you just put. I'm going to get it because my body is making me sit down because I'm running around. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely some more shit going on, and we, like, how we like to rip and run and do all the shit we like to do. And our body is shutting down on us or doing something, you know, like sometimes our bodies are those indicators to get our attention at times. But our bodies is definitely doing something right now, so definitely pay attention to what your body is saying to you. All right. The tens of millions of Black Americans or Indian Americans who disappeared after 1942 did not all die in the Holocaust inflicted within America. Hundreds of thousands were shipped to Europe and Africa as Indian slaves. The whole slave trade story was given to us in reverse. A mass colony of Africans were not shipped from Africa to America. The truth is that Black Indians were shipped from America to Europe. They were then shipped from Spain to Africa as commodity for African resources. These Black Indians, now mistaken as African Americans, were shipped to America as classified as African slaves. This part of our history is what the school system fails to mention in the history programs. Let's go ahead and stop there because I think that that's enough to open a conversation. So I'm going to go ahead and bring everybody in. Peace and love to you, Auntie LJ. How are you feeling, Miss Riza? And welcome back.
Woo, child.
Welcome back. Yeah.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Peace, love, and light to everybody. My body is in control. Right?
Ooh,
my body is like, you got to sit your tail down. And you gonna sit your tail down. My voice.
Yeah.
My everything. When I tell y'all the beauty that everybody's been giving me on my pictures and stuff, I thank y'all so much. But it is definitely the illusion and reciprocation of the beauty that we see in one another, because y'all sister is show enough motherfucking tired. When I tell you this month came in and this energy kicked the door in and was like, everything up until now that you have said you are is showtime. And you got to be that.
Baby.
And it don't come with an instruction book. And we're not giving you no secret keys. You going to figure it out as you go. And baby, with all of the transitions and wanting to balance that with the celebrations of the youth and the new babies, the celebration of graduations and the new babies, and everybody is pulling me. I'm giving spiritual energy to the West Coast and everything going to the West Coast. I'm physically running up and down the East Coast on a regular, and I sound like crap because yesterday we were on Lake Lanier, and the energy on that lake where they murdered so many of the indigenous people here is off the hook. Before I could park my car, my body had goosebumps all over it. And I'm like, it is something strange. My GPS went to going strange. And it's funny because my EI was like, before I even knew that the boat ride was going to be on Lake Lanier, she was like, I want you to research the study of the history of Lake Lanier. And I was like, well, you know, people die at Lake Lanier all the time. I know a little bit about, you know, the casualties and things like that. And she said, Titi Lola, please don't go to that water and not align yourself with the ancestors. And I said, but of course, you know, I'm Scorpio. I'm a water person. I love the water. I love the ocean and stuff like that. And so when I got there, I could feel it before I seen it. My phone was acting crazy. My daughter was like, it was like she was screaming for me, but she was literally just talking to me because she had went with my sister in there. And she was like, Mama, they getting ready to leave. Don't make me get on this boat and you don't make it to the boat. And I'm like, baby, I'm coming. It was kind of like the ending story of somebody meeting with somebody. She said, Mama, I'm over here. And I'm like, wait a minute. Why does this energy feel so weird? So when I got on the boat, I was like, ooh, you could feel the death. You could feel the anger. You could feel frustration. You could... It was like I had walked into a portal of this energy. And as soon as we took off, y'all, I said, ancestors, I'm here to reverence you. And the storm came out of nowhere. We were halfway across the lake, and they were saying we may have to turn around. We may have to turn around. And I was like, ancestors, your daughter is here. Your children are here. We are here to acknowledge you during the celebration. I made the ancestors part of why we were there. And it got rough, and it was choppy. But I had no fear. And they was like, why you keep throwing stuff into the water? I said, because what we're doing, we need to feed them so they feel a part of. I'm eating fruits and vegetables and chicken wings. They finna get some fruit and vegetables and chicken wings.
Yeah.
Put it in the
water.
Yeah. And so we've got to learn how to do that in life, y'all. We are calling for this energy, and we don't know what this energy look like. And we have to stop being the sacrifice and become the offering. And allow them to know that they are celebrating with us just like we are celebrating with them. They're going through trial and tribulation with us as we go through trial and tribulation. It doesn't stop. The top of the trees was all I could see, but I know that it's a buried city with thousands and millions of people up under that water.
Mm-hmm.
And I had no fear during the storm. Because they knew me and I knew them. And I spoke to Oye while she was throwing lightning bolts. Was not worried about being hit because I have a relationship with her. So the secret of today is to have the relationship of everything that you work with. That way you don't have to fear working with it. It's a part of you. Grand Day family, we back.
All right. All right, Brother Eternal, peace unto you.
Peace and love. You might be muted, brother.
Peace. Greetings to y'all.
All right.
How are y'all?
Greetings. Fantastic.
We
yes. Life is here. Nowhere now here.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, this is
right.
A great journey. This is a great journey. This is a great journey. Life teaches us a lot. You know, how do we see it as past the sacrifice? You know, how do we see it beyond that? How do we see it as what was said earlier, offering, to a point where it's a worship and honor? How do we honor ourselves through what we do for ourselves as much as we do for the nature that we're upon? How do we see that even a spider is something you should damage because it's probably helping you with those flies that you don't like, even though the ancestor could be just both, you know? And so there's the difference of seeing back and forth of how what could irritate you probably never irritated you in the beginning. It's just what you were taught to be that it could irritate you. We're learning patience. We're learning how the sixth sun gives earth nurture and nurture back to earth as us, giving nurture back to earth as earth giving nurture out to the universe. How do we see the six being fixed point at 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. in our time frame of what the sixth sun does? We were so much in tune with the five sun, so now with us being the sixth sun, you get to feel the water of a different level, the air of a different level, the fire of a different level, the elements. So 360 to 361, we're finally getting in tune with seeing how the head comes out from what the feet was already into. You know, the spiritual alignment to Aries, Janus Aries, February Aries, and now mark yourself back into self with a mark. But the mark not being a tattoo, but a tie, and knowing too that Tahuti is too of what we call Taurus, what Taurus do after Aries. So Gemini, are we in tune with now? Where the Gemini, the diamond that seen from the cold man with pressure, quest to now become diamond with no pressure. You're diamonds. So Gemini stage, we're staging ourselves now. That's why there's six sun represented out of the ninth of a moon cycle concept, as the moon being on a month or birth from Sagittarius connection to the earth or sun. How do we see the Gemini sun? rise again. 12 being 3 plus 9. 12 represents the 1 and 2 equals 3. So Gemini again, we'd be from Aries and Taurus, and now you see how we can become four with more. Family, intuition, how do you connect to yourself with Cancer, seeing the window, and also seeing how the window multiplies itself, become a four to an eight, like a door. Employ yourself. You're to see yourself in the DC, as in deep sea, of seeing yourself, deep side, deep sea divers. That's what you do. We're dividing ourselves, or we know about David. Once you know David, that's the DVD. These words been done before. We already know these words. It's just the idea now that what words do you use to help serve yourself, help you deserve yourself? You know, you're here to earn yourself. So now is it yearn yourself as urinal, as your urnal, to even yourself? Do you become ash, or do you see your stash of yourself? Become the green in between yourself and know what the mean of yourself, Dorothy, as the house lands on yourself. Know your red shoes, because if it's a thuggy thing, don't be a Tupac and know the two-pack to contract when that known contraction is birth. So what part of the earth are you when you say birth and your birthday? 3 months behind or nine? And now you see the genuine of how birth is a sign, but not just one sign, the whole zodiac. So Wizard of Oz to a Wizard of Zoos. We've been a whiz in this thought. We just didn't see the clues backwards. But that's what oohs do when you see zoo backwards. That's why you thought Dr. Seuss got sued for being a zoo or a zoo. But these are words do. Words are due. Now we're doing our words. This is why the words are served. So what grammar or spell do you spill out when you say gossip and go spell? Gospel, you know, your head to tail. You tell yourself all the time. So now, as your head yourself, what are your head to your tail? That's where your throat has to prevail now. You're thoracic in thought. So now come out of that, and now you got your hands, shoulders, and arm and armory. So when you use your armory, will it be your chest and your breast and how you open up the treasure? And now you measure yourself as that heart, full of heart, as your head and your hips could be. Fire, as fire being earth, air, and rain. So how do you use your fear, your spirits, with your fears? Atmosphere, atmospheric. Use your thoughts. That's what it's all about. Learning your mantras, learning how you use this one time when you was a child. Now you're growing up out of the child state. So you're saying you're growing in, and now you're growing up. But now you got to grow through certain things. So you do, as you say, grow out of certain things as you've grown out of that level. That's the fifth stage of yourself. You're now in the physical of who you now can be out of your solid, liquid, and gas of yourself. Knowing your elements of four, but now as you alchemize yourself, how do you open up the window? How do you create a door? Knowing that one way you go in, is it another way you can come out? Create yourself. That's what we call a route. That's what Ogun do. So from a leg butter Ogun, Amendore, we see you. Tricksters playing tricks on themselves. 24 hours of six, as in 24 hours, you still get six as the sun to yourself. So what per or purr sun to yourself as perfect and perfection to yourself when you see your imperfection of yourself? Can you see yourself? That's all that really matters now. Can you really see yourself, or do you always blame the other one as someone else?
Go figure. I just pulled patience. Patience.
Said the doctor.
Me. Ain't got no patience. No, sir. Not taking that. No, not me. No.
Patience. And I pulled it upright. Patience, y'all.
Man. I'm a bee in the now. And I refuse to be patient in my now, because being patient means that you're waiting on something, that there is a illness or something that needs to be worked on. So I'm not going to be patient in my now, because I don't want to be in the hospital bed with the coronavirus and all that old carrying on. I'm just going to be in my now, and I'm going to let what meets me there be, so that I can reintroduce me to me. 361.
Okay.
All right. So in my now, you guys, I am going to be patient because when I do not be patient in a spiritual aspect, you know, I start to get ahead of myself. You know, I start to try to figure shit out. I start to try to, you know, make things happen right now when it doesn't seem to be happening right now, if that makes sense. So
that's called being still. You gonna get still so that you can catch up with you. You follow what I'm saying?
Well, I do. But
you gotta
But it's amazing how you know these programs. You know what I'm saying? It's amazing how these. So that's why we have to illustrate, you know, the process because it's amazing how these programs are. You feel me? So
and you gotta remember that words are spells. So what we speak is what comes. And then we'd be, why is it this way? Why is it that? Because you speak it the way you speak it. Order your words so you can speak into yourself. And when you speak it into yourself by ordering your words, you reintroducing you to a you that you finally understood you already knew. You just had to take time with self.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. You was going to say something? Yeah.
No, I was saying as far as humble pie, you know, being one that knows what you can do, you had to see what it is you can do. Because sometimes you might be doing nothing that'll help. We end up adding more like how you said to the fire without knowing that you add more to the fire. There's a point of adding can also subtract without even seeing how that works. So.
Exactly.
Usually those three principles, if you have observance and you have if you have the teacher and you have the pupil, will you see the Trinity in it? Will you always look at the Trinity versus, you know, because you could do dual. However, it's going to be a back and forth on the dual. So now it's about how do you observe the three versus just two? If you pick up a penny, it seems as easy as picking up a penny. Yet when someone was to be asked how many sides did one pick up, when you know it has curves to it, it kind of confuses the story right in the beginning.
Right.
Then you also know it's a platform because it has to have a form in order for you to pick up anything. So as a platform, it's like a stage, and that means you have to have like basically four corners or four edges towards it. Yet at the same time, a circle can fit in the corner. That's what makes this all confusing, but the brain, our body
expansion
starts to pick up words just like the language, and then the language end up being confusing, and then we don't know which one is the language. So as one who's patient, it's just still the same kind of like you said, one who's patient, you know, till you know that you are the doctor, you probably don't want to be that patient as you thinking about, you know, so then it'd be a point where how humble are you before you get humiliated by your own answers that you basically question yourself about?
And
then you would say, well, all I had to do was really look, and I probably would have figured that out, but instead I asked, what to do next? And then you'd be like, dang it, the person actually told me, and then it's like, that was obvious, dang it. I should have just kept looking, and I would have got it. So the focus concept, how to be humble, you know what I mean? Like, at any point, you know, because you could be humble enough,
you know,
to even take your mistakes as your purpose now.
Right. You know, after yesterday, after fighting with my soul brutally, you know, I was just trying to get it, and I just wanted answers, and I was just piercing it. I was just fighting. And I came home, and I finally surrendered, and I just let it go. And the very thing that I wanted all day from fighting manifested when I just sat down, be still, and paid attention. Boom, instantly.
Mm-hmm.
And I just laughed
because you know what we do? We get so caught up in just using verbiage that we forget that we spell it, and so we get into conversations that are creating the issues that we complaining about being the issues. And we feed the issue instead of changing what we're feeding? Are you going to fuel the fire that's burning you? Or are you going to find the water that can cool you down? Are you going to seek the air to feed the fire? Or are you going to bring the water to allow the ash to wash away? It's all an intention of what we're seeking. When we say the word patient, are we in a hospital or are we taking time?
Ah, okay.
You see
I got
what I'm
you.
Saying?
Okay,
that's
I didn't
where
catch
I'm
it
going
earlier.
With
okay,
it.
I'm
it's,
with you.
It's not
okay.
a wrong to it, but it's a learning how to critique what you know so that you make it right, even when you would deem it to be wrong, because it's a lesson in the wrong. And as long as you get the lesson, you'll always be right.
That's peace. Even if you look at it, how the science is, when you let it go, it finally was able to be receivable. Usually when we're having energy and it's met with a force, if you're pushing a pull. So now it's dependent. Like how the movie Without Remorse, you see Killmonger, did you ever see it yet?
I haven't had a chance to watch it. This whole month been running me, but I remember you talking about it.
Well, in the scenario, he basically is full of energy, and he has to finally just release the energy versus, you know, hold on to it like it's something that, you know, like you're depending on it, like it's your only thing. It's just like a person who has a gun on them. You know, they say, I got to use this gun. This is the only way people listen to me because I use my gun. But then when he realized somebody got killed off of a gun and was a bullet, and it was a bullet that got shot out, and it was because the person got mad and frustrated and they just pulled the gun out and just shot and they didn't even know where the bullet was going. You can't take the bullet back. So with him seeing that made him say, you know what, maybe I need to put the gun down, because before it gets out, the bullet gets out of the gun, I have to start doing some other thinking about that three stages or three plans ahead. And then there's the ironic thing when you think about it, one who does carry a gun, are they really protecting everybody around them, or are they protecting themselves? So that's like, you know, life. Are you really humble at what you're doing? You know, can you put
that
process
at what you're doing
to life?
We have to remember this all is right. all energy. And energy can be guided. But not understanding that you yourself are energy and you're giving off energy, when it's misguided, that's when it causes ripples in the symphony of everything that we are. So once we understand our energy, then we naturally will plug, because we'll attract what is us, and we'll naturally plug into what is us. And when the things are things that we like, we want to maintain that energy. But when it's things that we don't like, we want to stop it. And it's not to be stopped. It's to follow it out and allow it to be so that we learn our – so the next time we come into that energy, now we know how to use the energy, and it's no longer misguided energy as a missile, but guided energy.
Yeah, because you ever seen a martial art expert teach another being? They teach them the martial arts, but they don't teach them the critical movements, because if they know what kind of potential that power was given to this being, they could even hurt themselves, you know, because out of anger, first thing we want to do is show somebody what we've learned, you know, and then when we find out what we learned, probably was a mistake to use it at that time, because it was the white and the black. What we're learning in today's society is the actual sixth sun, because it's showing us how to learn the in-between. Once you're able to learn the in-between, that's the gray between the black and the white. Like as a child, we're going to automatically say, well, I'm right. I'm right. And then whenever you come along, I'm going to say, well, you're wrong, because nothing was going wrong until you popped up. Even though you're right. You know what I mean? Let me just say, no, you're wrong. You were wrong. Until I get older, I have to now see it from the teacher who taught me and was like, okay, wait a minute. From this discipline point that I've seen it and he taught me these things, now I got to be more observant to my senses and say, okay, it wasn't because that person just popped up. It's because of me thinking of this person just popped up caused me to think that I'm more, even more right than this person. So now how humble am I when I'm around other people? How humble am I even for myself to where I don't go off on a deep end and realize now right and left versus just right and wrong?
Right. Correct. And it's amazing you say that, because 35 minutes ago, a.k.a. the 8, I posted, you can't teach what you don't know for yourself. Read that again and apply it. It's all me, authorized by me. In subconscious and consciousness. And when we start to understanding that, we start to understanding our thoughts, our thoughts, our highs, our lows, what part we play in confusion and peace. And these are all things that we can't go outside to get. We have to go inside to get. But why are we so afraid to go inside? That's the question. Everybody's
okay.
Told to go outside, but nobody's
everybody's
going to
go inside.
Okay, so with that being said, let me bring up this point that we all do. We use these situations of what happened in history, some timelines and eras of events that are more prevalent than others. So I feel that a lot of this are nothing more than distractions, okay? So with that being said, the slavery story being told in reverse, the little bit that I read about the slavery story being told in reverse, let's kind of, you know, relate that with going back in. Is it important to understand his story or, moreover, what is her story to be introduced in this now? You know what I mean? Why are we, you know, so subconsciously wanting to go back, you know, in order to understand, to go forward, that we get distracted within that? Somebody.
Because in order for you to understand the now, to know where you came, what did you grow through to get to today? What is your energy when your energy first started and what it is now? Like Eternal just said in the backdrop, three lefts, but if you take a left, you're going to end up, if you do it three times, you're going to end up right back where you started. And when you do the three rights, you're going to end up right back where you started. So somewhere along your path, if you want to end up somewhere different, you've got to be willing to do something different. If you take a left, then try taking a right. Now take another left. Now how about don't change it at all? Walk straight. We're living rituals that the ancestors created long before their ancestors and their ancestors and so on and so forth. We're here with a purpose. The thing is to figure out what's your purpose. So we say, I need to know what kind of job I like. No, you need to know you. And then when you know you, you'll naturally find the things that you like, and you won't have to put the curse on you for the job because you'll do the things you like, and the things you like will be your provision. But if you don't know you, you don't know what that is. We're dealing with history. We have to go back and rewrite history because the history that's being told to us is not the history that we grew from. And so, therefore, we're living lies. We've been programmed by lies, confusion in our now. So you start digging, and then you say, well, that don't line up because that's not what Ms. Pineapple taught us in history class when we were in school. But we forgot that we were in school from the day we took our first breath. We were in school in our mother's womb in what was called the universe for us in our development. How many of us really remember realizing that we had hands in the womb? Do you allow yourself to get still enough to know that darkness is a place of peace and not fear? Do we deprogram from what we've been told and reprogram what we know from life experiences and from what we ourselves have grown through. And not only that, but watched others grow through. Because the lesson becomes a blessing when you ain't got to be the one to go through it. You can watch from afar and gain the knowledge and apply it to your life. So now you don't have to be hit by a car to know that it hurts. You seen somebody get hit by a car and knew that that hurts. It's okay to empathize. You don't always have to sympathize. It's okay to sit back and allow your mind to paint you haven't yet put on paper as art. Because even in the trauma that you could paint, there was a reason for that season in putting you in your now that allowed you to say, I thought of it, but I didn't have to activate it in my life. So now because I thought of it, I came up with probabilities and possibilities how to end up with having the grandeur of it and not the lesser of it. Or I'm so bad to the bone, I can flip it. And if it's something that's negative, I can get the lesser of it and get the lesson and not have to go full-fledged through the grandeur of it to drag myself. Because honestly, when we sit back and look at it, we are living, breathing history from her story of being created from something that started as a thought. That is magical and mystical within itself. How does the girl become the boy before birth? How does these things go on? And why are we afraid to investigate? Only in our minds. Do I really have to be the crash dummy? Or can I just think about some shit that's fucked up and figure out how I would get out of it so that if I ever created it, I already had created the answer. Now it's free flow, and we're not bumping and bouncing and in this chaotic state. Atmosphere is what we change. But do you know that you can change the atmosphere? This is your history. This is your Hershey, as you represent both. Who are you?
So, a good thing to mention is when we are those three lefts, you know, when we are, when we call ourselves going back and revisiting these stories and all of that, is the intention rooted in solutions, or are we harping on morality?
Is it rooted in application? Because if you don't apply it for yourself, you don't learn it for yourself. So now you're a regurgitator with no self-knowledge about what you're sharing, and now you're hurting people in sharing it because you don't have an experience in how it affected you. So now when the question, when the student comes back and says, well, I've got a question. What was that like for you? If you're just regurgitating information, you don't have the answer. So are you really the teacher, or are you too still the student? We must apply so we can activate. If we don't apply,
and that's
we cannot activate.
Can you hone in on why it's okay to be a student still?
It's great
we don't like
to be a student. We're forever students.
Right. But you know what I mean.
Today, listen, I'm going to break it down. I can cook a cake today and it just be a basic pound cake. But if you cook a cake and you put strawberries in it, it is your recipe now. And it is definitely tantalizing to the palate because now it has fruit in it. So now I'm getting a whole nother experience of the basic pound cake that I made. With your influence on it with the strawberries, now we have strawberry shortcake. You see? But because you applied something different from my thought process, you were bold enough to say, I'm going to put some strawberries in her recipe. Now I made it my recipe. And instead of using sugar, I'm going to use agave and honey. You see what I'm saying? So upon this rock we build to stand. But you have to apply to activate. Otherwise, you're just regurgitating, and that's dangerous because you don't have the answers for the students that are coming to you as the teacher. And so as the teacher who is still the student that never applied, you're giving misinformation because you don't know what it does for you. So you have no answer to their question. And so now you're growing together, and you have to find when the student is ready, the teacher appears. But you need application to have activation.
All right, Eternal, go ahead.
You're muted.
Shoot, she dropped it on. I mean, she.
Oh, okay.
She dropped it on. Right there.
Yeah.
I mean, how you top that?
Okay. Yeah.
Just everything needed. I mean, again, like if you're not ready, you just got to be observant. You got to be observant. You know, I would say more and if anything, just to add on what she said, just to be observant. You know what I mean? Like, you're not going to be ready for everything, but then there are certain things you could be ready for. So, as she said, with the teacher becoming the pupil and the pupil becoming the teacher. Once one masters themselves, they're going to learn how out of the master. See, now, when a person says they mastered anything, it's not the fact that they just mastered everything. They just mastered certain things. And that becomes a point where now they have more room and more less-ons to now appear as what we call it, the 12. You know, you do the Zen. They call it dozen. That's when you learn all your zodiacs. Like, every body part has a mantra. So out of that, I am. So we got I am, right? That's one. Mm-hmm. Two, I think. No, I have. That's Taurus. One is I am for Aries. Two, Taurus, I think. I mean, I keep saying that. I have for Taurus. And then three, Gemini, I think. Cancer. Then four, I feel. And if you look at these, it's not only the numbers are talking to you, these mantras start to talk to you. And then there's five, I will, which is the Leo. That's why even in Wizard of Oz, you can see a lot of storyline out of that. I could go into that, but I'd be like another tangent. Six, being Virgo, I analyze. So when you look at things and how Mother Mary, things like that, all that connect to Virgo or Virgin. Seven, I balance, which is Libra. So you look at how, air is in the first place. What does air do? If it's off balance, then it has to come back to a balance, even as the shadow, doing your shadow work. This is why we go back to Jacob's ladder and Jakub that represents Libra, the seven and IB rock being an L upside down. So seven. Eight, Scorpio. So when we get into Scorpio, I relate. Now, of course, they gave it I desire, but if
these
we use
the
word desire, it could kill us. So we got to know how much we relate to it before we desire it. Because desire, it's a heavy weight with desire. And that's why it's very, very detrimental of how one of their royal comparisons, are they feeling like they're of the peasantry type level, or how they ever went through a Legba or Eshu and walked amongst the earth and did earthly things and then become more graduated to become more in a humanistic characteristic. So from eight becomes the nine, and with nine is Sagittarius. But yet it's not still humanly already. This is where the firehead, the last fire sign, Sagittarius, is the I see. That's why the fire of the eyes is in Leo's energy, but in another cat that we can call Shiva. So we look at how that nine Sekhmet energy, Shiba, the whole connection of Bilquist, nighttime, usually by 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., there's a difference. You see it. The oppositional poles, from 6 becoming 9. And, of course, with 9 being I see Sagittarius, 10 is the next mantra I use, which, of course, Capricorn. Capricorn is the kneecaps. When we're going into body parts, like I can go into body parts. It's everything, to be honest, but I'm going to still keep it at the one base of the mantra and the numbers. So we went from 10, separation, back to family, coming back out of family. So that's why 10 is important. 11, Aquarius, which is I know. So now it's not just what you don't know, it's what you now know. So the things that you did in the age of Pisces, you was believing, now you knowing how you believe it, or you not knowing how you didn't even believe in the first place. So these are the new elements. I share. Then you got 12, which is I believe, but yet I believe is really not believe in the first place. You have to have the root word. So that's be. I be. And as a study through Pisces, like I am, studying that is why we say believe in the first place. Knowing the lie, how you lie in it, how you live and how you live in it, and then how, of course, leave, how you leave it, you left it. So as a Pisces, we usually get the last of it or the first of it, seeing it last. And so this is where 12 becomes 13. And 13 being the zodiac, but not in the actual, let's say, the natal of it, but in the zodiac of it, you find out that 13 is the Ophicius. They also call it Mami Wata. 13th zodiac is the I do. Now, of course, I do, which is basically how we hear when we marry somebody. That's why it would be like 6 being the Virgo and 7 being the Libra, being balanced of how you do. 6 plus the 3, 13 becomes, basically is the letter B, be love. It's the separation coming back together again. And that's why still 14 pieces is the real story to our star and our set storyline. It just was missing with one aspect of the energy, the meridian, which that's what we can consider as the missing love piece that we're missing right now. But as we combine ourselves, the catfish is what took that last piece. So now think of a cat and think of a fish. That's the conversion of the two. And when we know that there's a catfish, there's a dog star. So we know that animals are not just animals on the earth. They're also animals in the water. Outside is inside. And if we are just to study these sciences more, 13th floor and out of 14, end up being 7 and 7 being the 14 combination, you know, how did things get onto the earth? How did we become who we are on this earth? And so how does that now connect to us now? Like, you have to, as you said earlier, speak your nowness. So forever be present. Gift yourself the present of being your present. When the lioness was shown, well, first of all, they thought it was a man's head with a lion body, when it was actually a feminine face with a lioness body. And then on top of that, they were thinking the pyramids were older than the actual Sphinx, which is the Harnacken, when actually the Harnacken is older than the pyramid. So that gives you more of a lineage of how we've seen things in reverse, that they've seen it in the oppositional way. And that's why they were calling it what it was, like saying the pyramids were the last thing, were the first thing ever built, but they were the last thing ever built. We have other pyramids that were built way before that, and we see how the structures of when it was just like kind of a crickety-rickety to now, this is how perfect and complex it looks, to where now we can see perfection in its fullest. But it's through our stages. How do we see travel? How we navigate it? How we've been navigating? So as the experienced mind, you're going to see how art comes out of itself. And that's where the pinwheel, the candy with the little lollipop that goes all the way in, like into the, like a spinning top. That's our energy of the Betelgeuse. That's the energy of the star constellation. That's the energy of seeing the black and the white. And like I was saying earlier about the gray, how do we see the in-between at all? And this is where we're at. You know, we got to get into our stages, because a lot of our like minds are saying, you know, what went wrong? And now that we know that, what is it that we're doing next? And this is where we're at. We're at the what we're doing next. Like, we can't just say, oh, what went wrong, and then leave it there. That's just going to be like epiphany and still stuck with problems. And people can jump off the ledge and do all kind of crazy stuff. So there's a point of saying, at least show what you already know, as the sister said earlier about knowledge. Once it becomes wisdom, is how it's applicable and how I can easily give it to you and not give it to you when you're not ready. Only when you're ready. Only when you ask. Only when, like how we're doing right now, to where there's a platform for it. Because I can't just go to your church and start saying this to you. You're not going to take this for, I'm listening.
You know, it kind of makes me, I don't know how many of you listening or will listen or even here now on the platform and are listening in the now know what the matter is of our brain makeup. The colors are inside of your brain. There is gray matter, there is white matter, and there is yellow matter in our brain. This is not adding the blood vessels and things like that, but this is the color of the flesh of your brain. The gray represents the black and the white. The yellow represents things that can be shifted and changed. The black and the white is normally a fixed, which is the gray. That's the fixed thoughts that you naturally have for oneself. The yellow can be changed, and the white is probability. It's the power you have and what you know that you know and what you're open to knowing. In knowing, you've applied it. You don't know anything that you have not yet applied in your own self. You can't even apply it to your life until you've applied it to yourself. And it is a dangerous thing to go and order hot wings and give hot wings to a person who has an allergy to hot wings. And that's what we do when we give misinformed information by not having the application. This is the state that the planet is in right now because we've had so many quote-unquote authors of books that have told little white lies that have been regurgitated time and time and time again, remembering that if you hear something three times, you self-hypnotize yourself to believing it to be true, even when you know it's wrong. This is a form of hypnosis. So we have to now dehypnotize so that we can reprocess the facts. And the facts are that we have not done the activation for self. And we run to these books and we run to the ideas and thought processes of others, not researching or solidifying in our own knowing. So that when we come to this information, we can say that that is not accurate according to my understanding or my experience or my research. Nothing's wrong with being the student as long as what you teaching is what you have applied. Mm. And in that, you're in line with the universe. People are now in the education system. ED being the root word of education, which means to subtract from. So we've been dealing in a system that's been subtracting from our database passed down through our DNA and reprogramming us to a falsified level of information that has nothing to do with us.
You know, Auntie, let me say this, you know, public transparency. You know, sometimes when you say that, that pisses me off. You know, as far mm-hmm. as you telling me about, you know, I have to apply it, I have to apply it. Fuck it. Fuck that. I figured it out. What you mean I have to apply it? I'm applying it as I go, shooting from the left hook, right? So, but.
But that's where you get the chaos.
But see, I'm finishing up what I'm going with this. As I navigate through that, as I navigate through my own chaos that I am creating, by the way, I then can now come back to you in this now and be like, aha.
No, so, but I don't give it to you for you to come back, babe. And I don't never want you to feel like I'm giving it.
No, Auntie, I only do those examples just so the audience or somebody that may be listening can kind of, you know what I'm saying? It's the reason why I do that like that. No. I know.
Right, because I give it to you because I give it to you because I've applied it to me. So
okay.
When I apply it
yeah.
to me, now I can give it. Now, like Eternal was saying, sometimes people aren't ready to receive it, but you can't stop me from dropping the seed. And as long as I can drop the seed on fertile soil, which means that you have it even if that you don't want to use it right then and there, then that
mm-hmm.
means that when you're ready, you'll plant it and you'll let it get rooted in you. And then you can now have activated it in your now, whatever that now is.
In your now.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then you can run
yeah.
it. And this energy is not for us to home for ourselves. It's a disservice to us as being beings on the planet to know something and have applied it and not share it. It doesn't mean that they said other people that you share it with is going to do it exactly. I may take 90 going north. Somebody else might take 85 going north. Both of them go north. You see what I'm saying? So you don't have to do it exactly like me, but because you have a resource of saying, I can go back to Auntie because she brought this up to me, and now I know how I'm activating this. And so now I can go back and say, Auntie, when you activated that, did it do A, B, C, and D? And I can tell you, well, this is what it was for me. And now you can say, okay, well, I don't need all of that, but I'm going to take two of those that you gave me because that applies to what I'm doing right now. You see what I'm saying? So this information is not a totality. You got to do it exactly the way that you're getting it. This information is for you to know you enough to know what to pick from the mortgage board of what was given.
Yeah.
See, now you activated, so now you like, yeah, okay.
That's it.
I wasn't with that in the beginning. I was fighting, kicking, and screaming. But I get it now.
Yeah. That's it.
And that's what chaos is here to do. Chaos is here to shift things and let it be crazy enough that we now stop saying we got to take on the all because we're the all and only pick from the smorgasbord of the chaos that we need in the now. We'll eventually use only what we need. Nature only uses what it needs. Everything is available. But we only need to use what we need to use. That way we're giving homage. And we're becoming the offering and not the sacrifice. In our gaining and giving. And that's what society is doing now. All this shit going to be fucked up for a long time. And we as individuals have to pick from the smorgasbord of this confusion for what is getting us through in our now. And eventually we're going to end up in a space where now we're back in harmony with everything that is around. And everybody ain't going to make it in the physical body, but everything was needed to make it in its totality. Does that make sense?
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay.
All right. Eternal, what is the 361?
Yeah, the 361, you're experiencing your full circle self, your second time around seeing yourself. Is the Dorothy seeing is Dorothy seeing the actual looking glass and not realizing the house that was landed that she was in was her family, her connection, which really was in true honesty herself, her negative self. So when we're seeing a 361, you finally get to see who you are, and that's that shadow, that's that thuggy, that's the little imps that you created out of your anger. You know, so much anger we create, we could be sad angry or lonely angry or desperate angry, you know, or some kind of gluttony angry, you know, sloth angry, you know, things that put us into the comfort zone that we didn't realize even discomfort is our comfort. And we wouldn't have realized that until we start tapping into first seeing your 360, because you're going to, like, say, everything's perfect, right? And as you're doing this so-called perfect life, blah, 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 you realize something's not right. And in the midst of that, something's not right, there's the imperfection. And so the imperfection can cause you so much of an imperfectional moment that it could be like your imperfectional life. And so now it's the stagnation that's in your life that you didn't realize that was there from the beginning. It just happened to have this little snag. And then as you kept walking, it just kept ripping and ripping and ripping, and it eventually got big. And now you're saying, all these amount of years or all this amount of whatever that is that we're considering as time is now that 360. So now how to come out of it is like going to the pothole. Once you see the pothole, you're not going to just say, oh, there's a pothole, and you look around and you're still going to focus on this pothole coming and going into the pothole. you're going to actually look at finding another way around the pothole. And this is where the 361 becomes, well, what if I don't fall in the pothole? I can actually go around this pothole, or I can actually roll over it to a point where my wheels don't get caught into it. Because you know what it was like the first time you went and you fell in the pothole. You had to change the tire or just get frustrated and wondering how you're going to fix your tire.
All right. All right, y'all.
The 361.
Okay.
I want to piggyback off of the panel. The 361 is the mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the grandest of them all? You are the 360 in your matter. But do you recognize that you are the 360? So if you're recognizing that you are the 360, you become 361 because you now acknowledge that you are the one that acknowledges your 360. It always comes back to source. It already makes it set up in a way that all of this shit going to be chaos until you realize it's you. And when you realize that you are the all, then you realize that it is you plus your 360, which makes it 361. You are the I. That is the am, 360. So it's simple math. But you miss it because you just say, I'm 360, I'm 360, I'm 360. But who told you you were 360? How do you know that you're 360? You had to be the one that knew the 360.
361. All right, you guys. On that note, I think that this is a good time to just go ahead and bring it to a close. This has been a great, great, great broadcast, you guys. It's just enough information for you just to, you know, ponder on, you know, just really take a listen back and just figure out, you know, or come into what any of this means for you. All right? All right, y'all. So please be sure to join tomorrow, guys, Spiritual Sunday. Tomorrow we are going to be talking about, oh my God, auntie. Tomorrow we're going to be talking about the gay agenda. The gay creation, gay agenda, auntie. We bringing that back out. There was a... I forgot the exact question that I posed or the exact message that I had posed on a post. I'll go back and have it for you guys tomorrow. But I posed something, and there is, you know, Justin is on the feed a lot. But there, this whole conversation, you guys, about, you know, what is this gay energy? What does it even mean to be gay? There is a lot of
it means to be happy.
That,
gay means happy.
It means to be happy. Gay means happy. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about that tomorrow. Let's, you know, just give why it should be happy. You know what I'm saying? Because what I'm finding is a lot of this topic, I feel, is not effective because there's a lot of combativeness of going back and forth, especially for those who actually live this particular lifestyle. Because we have not yet to balance internally or understand what the opposed, so we feel that they're opposed. I mean, the heterosexual people, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, they're attacking us or, you know, that, you know what I'm saying. So this conversation, we're going to go ahead and have it again tomorrow. Is there a gay agenda? You know what I'm saying? Is there agenda or is this a attack on our children, you know, again, the natural aspects of who they are. Now, mind you, somebody who has lived this fucking lifestyle, you know what I'm saying? It was very challenging for me the first few years to even get this topic on the platform. But Auntie and I, along with a few others, Mary Fox, you know, we pushed through it and we're finally having these particular conversations. So here we go again.
You know what, nephew? Tomorrow, today when we're finished with this show, can you post into, quote-unquote, the alternative lifestyle community? Because it's not a gay agenda. Gay is happy. It's an alternative lifestyle that is now open in the public. So to that alternative lifestyle of community, Is there a group or something that you know about? Because it would be very interesting to have those type of people who are living the alternative lifestyles be on the show and express and share their point of view so that the topic doesn't just seem like it's you only sharing your story, but like, you know, the different people who we know who are moving in their energy of being open or what's taboo in that lifestyle to speak on it, male and female.
I need more time on that. Yeah, I need
maybe
more time on that. Yeah.
But I mean, you can shoot the shot. You can put the phone out today and see what you get.
I'm gonna figure it out how to do it today.
Okay.
But
just to put a post up and get the general conversation going.
Yeah, exactly.
Because
we'll do that. Yeah, we'll definitely do that.
We've got the heterosexuals, and then we have the you coming from that background is the alternative lifestyle background, but there's a lot of questions that I have that I would like to ask in the population with the alternative lifestyle. Like, how does that work? Tomorrow's going to be very interesting because I've got a lot of questions.
Okay.
of questions, you know, and it's not attacking, but it's just in the nature of two men can't make a baby. Two women can't make a baby. So how does that work with keeping population if society's pushing for everybody to be free for all and being with your own type, own genetic sexual type, you know, and you can't make life that way. And then even with the transgender, like, so are transgender men getting with transgender women to keep population going and not altering the bottom so that they can make babies and mommy's going to raise it like she's the dad and dad's going to be the mommy? How does that go? You know what I'm saying? I got a lot of questions. I do.
Okay.
Just on population alone, I've got a lot of questions for that. So, you know, the interview itself is going to be a lot, but then, you know, there's other parts to that that I want to touch on just to get the science involved on how we're going to maintain being human beings, period, if they're pushing for everybody to mate like that. You know what I'm saying?
I do. But we have to
get past,
you know, in the alternative lifestyle, you know what I'm saying, in my observations, I feel that we have to get past that the heterosexual community is attacking us. You know what I'm saying? If we can get past that, and if we can get past our insecurities, if we can get past a lot of this shadow work type shit, you know, I think that we can begin to start to have these conversations effectively. So, you know, like the diamond, you know, that's pressured, like the coal that's pressured into a diamond, we're going to have to keep pressing at this until we all truly get to a point of unity to where we can have these conversations abroad, right?
And you know what? I'm going to say something. What folks doing in their bedroom ain't got nothing to do with you having a relationship with them. If you not sleeping with them, then how they sleeping ain't your business. And when people stop worrying then they'll then they'll push past. Because we've got a lot of folks, you know, polygamy. You know, the men are loving that women are buying bi curious because you get the two for the price of one and all that old good. So when we remove conversion from alternative lifestyles, then heterosexuals can get a better understanding of what it really means. And what we need of you that are so bold and boisterous about this is who I am and hear me roar, help us understand who you are. Not in your bedroom, but you as an individual.
Mm-hmm.
Because
your
bedroom
isn't...
Well,
that's just it.
They will come to a point to where, you know, we're beginning to know, although, you know what I'm saying, this is why these conversations need to be had. So, Auntie, here at the Ear Family, we're going to do our part to get these conversations in the mainstream, all right? All right, y'all. That was my wrap-up. Please join us for tomorrow, guys. Please be sure to join our website. Go to our website. We got a lot of cool things. Haru's Table, we even got free books for you guys. All that just, you know, on our website. So be sure that you guys are familiarizing yourself on the website. Also, if you need to contact us for anything, everything is there in that one-stop shop on the website. Also, if you need your very own website, I have added website building to my resume, and I am working with y'all remember Corey from the show? She was on the COVID medical show. I'm actually creating her website for her massage business. So website building is something I'm very good at. I'm having to push this more because it's a gift that needs to be out there, and then it's very inexpensive, you know, when I do it as well. So a lot of these black-owned businesses need websites, you know what I'm saying, and I can help you with that. So be sure that you guys go on to services and contact me, Haru the Oracle, Haru the Seventh Oracle, all right? I rebranded myself, Haru the Seventh Oracle, if you want to allow me to help you with that. Go ahead, Auntie, your wrap-up, and you was going to say something.
I was finna say, and keep painting your caricatures so that you can then maybe sell them as backdrops on some of your web pages. So it'll be another form. You know, you're using different caricatures, and with you painting them, you know, you give whoever the credits. If it's Mickey Mouse, then you'll have to, you know, get credit or give credit to the Mickey Mouse, but because you've painted it, now you've made it your own, and you can just put, you know, recreated by Haru the Seventh Oracle. And then people can use that as a backdrop to their web pages that you help them create with arts and crafts and little quirky things like that. But,
right.
And good job all on that, too. We live it. And it's so much better to live than just to exist. We're going to make some mess ups. And in our mess ups, there are going to be spaces and places for us to learn from those mess ups so that we can give those experiences to people who will be coming in our future that have messed up as well. And you keep pushing. Understand that somebody's always watching you. And sometimes you don't have to keep pushing. Sometimes you just get with the flow. You know what I'm saying? It's okay to cry. You're the salt of the earth. Give the water back to the earth. Let it make your heart rock, the mud, so that you can get it from the mud. You need the minerals of the mud. Stand in the mud and then wash it off with the water and evolve into whatever it is you say you big enough and bad enough or small enough and timid enough and petite enough to be. Be you. Because it's only one. And that's the greatest gift of all, is knowing who you are as you. I love you. That's my power. Ain't shit you can do about it. Peace.
Peace. Thank you, Auntie. All right, Eternal, go ahead and take us out.
Yeah. Energy, you know, it's always about energy. How collective you are towards your energy. Knowing that when you master something, don't look at it as, I can keep this to myself. If you have children, you know, please pass it on to them. I mean, you mastered it already. I mean, good gracious. Do you have to keep it to yourself? We have people who like to write cookbooks. If you haven't, start. You know, get it on paper. Voice it out. Record it. When you get up, create a mantra for yourself that you constantly can say to train yourself, to better educate yourself, to keep yourself in a constant conscience, as consistent as much as possible, to where you put that training to your mechanism. As you're saying this, I'm saying this. As I'm saying this, we're saying this. It becomes what we do when we're needing these things? What is mantras? What is it when we get the Madhurahata? Is it that you're going to get stuck in that part? Are you going to actually come out of that and reach the next chakra that's out there, the Shaktis that we look at that could be drama? Some of us do face drama. Then there's some of us who you can see go past that drama. So not every 0 to 10 is how we have to look at it. We can go to 12. We can go to 13. We can go to 360. We can go 361. And then, of course, we can go up the 360, 450, and 720. Depends on how you're looking at life and how this 9 is really your birth of yourself. And once you know that, put the 3 months behind that. So now that you know you're 12 months instead of just 9, know that all these numbers have a different way of talking to you. Your frequencies are there, like your 7 in your chakras. How is it that you ate it as you eat it? Is it you are what you eat as you are what you ate? Because if it is, why is 6 scared of 7? Because 7 might be just a part of reality, while 6 is just a spirituality, while 5 is just the funnest and physicality of fire, earth, air, and rain. We call fear of the first 4 elements. You need first 4 elements in order to appear to be yourself like solid, liquid, and gas as we are to ourselves. Change up, you become an alchemist versus just becoming a doctor, being adopted. You an adapter, so start adapting. You the Buddha.
I'm just being honest, that is all I want. Honesty and understanding is a no to take. If we build on this, how could we break? Jump into the leg, purify your body. I just wanna help, don't wanna hurt nobody. This is for your benefit, I dare you try me. I've been talking, but are you awake? If you can't hear me, then you stupid thing. We all got demons that we got to shake. We all got the power to clean our slate.
I am the element, one with the element. I am the element, becoming one with the element. I am the element, becoming one with the element.
I swear this heaven on earth, your bad energy is a curse. Living life without knowing our worth, finding myself daily always on thirst, cleansing out all my chakras. The true power lives inside of us, on a mission, got no time to fuss. Law of attraction don't deal with luck, pure vibrations combine with us. You want the drama, but we want the love that can't keep us down, cause we so far above. The cosmos, my makeup, we are the creators. We've been here for ages, just reincarnated, adjusting my thoughts, now I'm feeling connected. You do for yourself, then they calling you selfish. I am that I am, become one with these elements.
I am the element, becoming one with the element.
one with the element. I am the element. Becoming one with the element. I'm just trying to spread the light, dropping knowledge on sight. Can't stop the truth. Earth, wind, fire, water, yeah, you feel the elements. Time to get in. I'm one with the sun all day. At night time, I'm one with the moon. Tapping in with all these frequencies. Mind going up like a hot balloon. I think it's time to go within now. Cause this ain't the first time we've been around. Can you hear the sound? Please, no interference. Dropping knowledge, nowhere near finished. Feet grounding while I'm levitating. This is healing music, yeah, we medicating. Meditating, elevating, never waiting. Mother Nature got me out here celebrating good.
I am the element. One with the element. I am the element. Becoming one with the element. I am the element. One with the element. I am the element. Becoming one with the element. I am the element. One with the element. I am the element. Becoming one with the element. I am the element. One with the element. I am the element. Becoming one with the element.